With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Yesterday evening, the Pickin County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously to approve a new solar energy farm near Woody Creek. Alex Hager explains.
The decision came at the end of an extensive special meeting that featured lengthy analysis of the project's impact and plenty of passionate comment from the public. Experts weighed in on why the site was chosen for a solar farm, how its placement might interfere with wildlife, and whether the panels would create too much glare for nearby homes and passing airplanes. Those potential impacts were deemed to be negligible. During the public comment period, residents shared a bevy of opinions with the board. Many of the solar farm's opponents lived nearby the property, some accusing the board of already having made up their minds. Many advocates for the project cited the benefits of renewable energy. One of those advocates, Chris Davenport, said failure to authorize the project would be hypocritical.
When we talk about sustainability and we talk about climate change and we try to be leaders, if we do not pass a solar project that, in my opinion, is kind of being served up on a silver platter. It checks every single box.
I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Basalt is getting closer to updating its master plan. Last night, residents got a look at some ideas that have come out of community outreach. Kristen Kay has the details.
Different development options for four key areas in Basalt were displayed around the lunchroom of Basalt High School last night. Attendees were given four poker chips to place by their preferred options. So many people attended that CTA group and Connect One Design, the consultants helping the town develop the new plan, almost ran out of chips. Wayne Freeman, a principal at CTA, says the firm has tried to encourage community participation by making meetings like these fun.
The entire process, we've tried to interject creativity and tried to be a little bit different with everything, make it interesting.
Both medium and high density development options were given for Southside, the Jadwin Stop parcel across from the post office, and the Myers property lining Highway 82. Three possibilities for the old Clark's Market space included retail, hotels, and even a parking structure. A survey about the land use options can also be found on the Let's Talk Basalt website starting Friday. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Garfield County has one health insurance provider and one hospital, causing residents to sometimes pay more than their mortgage for basic health insurance. To help lower the cost, Garfield County's Board of Commissioners unanimously agreed to partner with Peak Health Alliance, a nonprofit that helps communities bargain lower health insurance costs. Commissioner Tom Jankowski says the county paid $25,000 through a supplemental budget for research to find exactly what the county's medical needs are. They will then decide early next year if they want to spend another $25,000 to start working with Peak Health Alliance to negotiate lower costs with local health care providers.
I believe it's going to go forward. I wouldn't have committed the first $25,000 if I didn't think we were going to be able to move forward with this. But we won't know for sure until we get the information back.
If the board continues to work with Peak Health Alliance, Jankowski says it could possibly lower healthcare premiums 10 to 15%. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.